وكذلك أوحينا إليك روحا من أمرنا ما كنت تدري ما الكتاب ولا الإيمان ولكن جعلناه نورا نهدي به من نشاء من عبادنا وإنك لتهدي إلى صراط مستقيم صراط الله الذي له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض ألا إلى الله تصير الأمور.
Another one come in. You're watching the mailbox. I'm Yusuf Estes. We've got a real good one come in here. It's asking about if Muslims believe in the Bible, why don't they accept Jesus? Peace be upon him. All right, first of all, Muslims do believe in all revelation that's been revealed by Almighty Allah. It's a part of our Aqidah or belief system. It's one of the key things that we believe are the six beliefs, to believe in the Kitab or the Kutub of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the books that have been revealed. So we do believe in them. But if you said, why don't we accept Jesus as what? We do accept Jesus. Jesus is in the Quran five times more by name mentioned in Quran than even Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So definitely we believe in him as what? As the son of Mary, and also we believe in Jesus as the Christ or Messiah. Messiah means to wipe or anoint. They used to anoint their kings with anointing oil and they called him Messiah or Messiah. And we believe in Jesus as that because it's what it says in the Arabic language and it's what it says in the Bible in the Hebrew language. So Jesus was the Christ, but he's not the Son of God. He's the Son of Mary as far as we're concerned. We do believe in Jesus very much and what he came with, although it no longer exists in the authentic form. What we believe in is that it was sent down by Allah, but it was changed and corrupted by human beings. Now, this goes along with the scholars of Christianity themselves. I'll quote to you from one of the ones who's on the top 10 bestseller list for religious books these days. Bart Ehren says, in Lost Christianities, and another book, Lost Scriptures, another book, Misquoting Jesus. He wrote three books on the subject. In every single book, he said these same words. We do not have a copy of a copy, of a copy, of a copy, of a copy of anything authentic from the Bible. We find also from Richard Elliot Friedman, in his book, Who Wrote the Bible? Again, we don't have even a copy of a copy of a copy of anything original. What we have is a compilation of someone by the name of Uzair, or Ezra as we call him in English, who put all this back together and tried to do so during the Babylonian exile. And then in another book by F.F. Bruce called The History of the Translation of the Bible, the English language, he also confirms that most of what we have is just mistranslations and fabrications, actually. But he still believes in it as being the Word of God. Let me do this. I'll give you the website where you can go get a lot more information about this, and maybe this will help you. It's called 911bible.com. 911bible.com. That's where you can really do follow-up on this subject. But don't forget our main website so you can ask questions there and get answers. It's called islamnewsroom.com. islamnewsroom.com. And that's where we'll be seeing you next time on the mailbox.